Creating Value. How is value created? Anyone who has the remotest interest in finance has been exposed in excruciating detail to how money is created. But creating money is not the same as creating value. As a matter of fact, creating money in the way it's done in the modern world, creating money by counterfeiting, that destroys value. That's why our Constitution prohibits counterfeiting. If a banker presses a key and creates a dollar, he's stealing a small amount of value from every dollar currently in existence. That in itself does not change the amount of value in existence. It's the blowback from that criminal act of counterfeiting that destroys value. The fact that it's, quote, legal for the banker to counterfeit money does not change the fact that the banker is counterfeiting money. The legality scam just amplifies the blowback from the banker's criminal act of counterfeiting. In order for the banker to enforce his right to commit a crime that is denied to everyone else, he has to have an army, cops, jails, lawyers, bureaucrats, and more. Your ordinary freelance counterfeiter probably relies more on mobility and trickery to stay a couple of steps ahead of the cops. That doesn't cost us much compared to the deep state apparatus it takes to keep the counterfeiting banker out of jail. Money in the USA is created by bankster trickery, but value everywhere is still created by work. Value is created by sweeping floors, fixing cars, watching babies, mowing lawns, and all the things that ordinary people do every day. Value is also created by good management, just as value is destroyed by bad management. So if we want to increase the value of what we own, we need to reward good work and good management and discourage bad work and bad management. If you spend some time watching financial videos, you might get an impression that value is only created by something called a company. You hear something like this: things are looking up or down because companies are doing this or that. What about those of us who work without official sponsorship? Does our work create any value? Actually, there is good reason to think that off-the-grid work creates more value than the so-called work that goes on in most companies. The main reason is overhead. If I pick an apple from my backyard and eat it, no truck had to roll. No government officials had to be bribed. No one had to go to the store and buy the apple. And no one had to pay taxes and bribes associated with buying that apple. and the apple from my backyard is likely to be more tasty and more nutritious than an apple grown in a government-controlled apple plantation. The incentive structure created by me and the apple tree is much more effective and much better aligned than the incentive structure required to grow and distribute the plantation apple. Government-supported economists won't talk about the value of off-the-grid work because it would impact their bottom line. They get a cut of the taxes you pay, so they say things that they think will make you pay more taxes. Of course, that is just the opposite of what an ethical economist would do. It's not that difficult to create value. What's difficult is to store value and exchange items that have value without the transaction being taxed to death by out-of-control government. Things like gold, silver, and just plain barter make that easier. But it's probably going to take some major social changes to make free trade as easy as it needs to be so we can have a reasonably prosperous world. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.